Maybe just do it the other time.
Very nice.
Okay.
All set?
Yep.
Cool. All right, it is PowerPoint time. I've done more PowerPoints in this particular experiment than I've ever done in my life before this experiment. Which is kinda funny. So here we have our detailed design meeting where we will look at the prototype and right, so I finally figured out what this whole second bullet point is about in my that my coach was saying to me. It means I'm supposed to read the minutes from the previous meeting.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think.
Huh.
I don't know. Otherwise it's just saying I'm the secretary and I'm therefore I'm taking the minutes. So just to go just real briefly to go over minutes from the last meeting, I will open them slowly. No. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Yeah, that's not you.
No, that's Wait. This is very high powered stuff here. Double clicking. There we go. So basically the moral of the story from our last minute last meeting was that we had meetings from we had presentations done by the industrial designer or well, from Nathan and Ron and Sarah about what we can do here and what sort of limitations we're operating with or excuse me, what limitations we're operating under, what kind of risk we'd be looking at with some of the various approaches we were discussing. And we essentially came to the conclusion that we should develop a remote with a voice recognition that had a vaguely non-remote like shape because you didn't really need to use it as a remote since you could just use your voice. It would include some mostly just the simple design features for television operation, but with a slider fold-out bay for more advanced functions for users. And the UID and the ID were asked to go ahead and start developing a prototype for us to look at. So that's sorted. Back to the main meet here. Go ahead and take it away, guys.
Well, we have assembled our prototype. What's to be said about it? We took into account a lot of things that we went over in the last meeting. Some of the most important things to consider are that we decided not to go for the touch screen, which you can see, and opted for some very large buttons for the primary functions. This is going to be the on and off button, and we have these buttons to go through the channels, and then two volume buttons down here. We decided those were the most important buttons. And then for the more advanced functions, there's a slide-out panel here. You can see that there are lots of other things going on. But this actually can slide back in and provides a very nice aesthetic when it's all put away. As far as the whole visible light thing, we decided to go with multiple colors coming out. Why not?
There you go.
Of course, if that's annoying for some people, that function can be turned off.
Perfect.
Now, it's important to we talked quite a bit about you know the interchangeable faces, and what we've done here is come up with a bit of a natural look here.
Right.
And we call it fruity.
Appropriate.
Right. Of course, that's interchangeable, and I think it would be desirable for the regular product in the first packaging to be something a little bit more subdued, but this is kind of something that can be done.
It is an option.
And as you can see on the television there, we have the voice detector device
Oh, right.
on the top there.
I see.
So that will work quite well with regard to finding this contraption. What other things do we see here? Well, if you give it a touch, it does have actually a bit of a spongy feel. So I think that will work well with with regards to our market. And let's see, well, clearly there's gonna be some more colors and whatnot available. Did you have anything else to add to that?
Worried about the materials, it is the entire thing is covered in a rubber coating, so it's very durable. It's not gonna break like some types of plastic that's dropped. And of course, as you can see, if you touch it, it does have that nice squishy feel.
It's actually important to note that the television, you know, if there's an earthquake or anything like that, there it actually is edible inside.
In fact, I don't know if you noticed, but I wrote the company's name.
Oh, well done, yeah.
This is actually an apple inside.
Do we need to worry about rot factors?
It's encased in a new type
Oh, okay, there's preservative involved,
Yeah.
we don't have to worry about
We gotta get
that.
ahead of ourselves. I know we're not
Fair
talking
enough.
about making televisions.
Edible televisions,
No.
it's a thing of the future.
It's a couple
A
years off at least.
possible new
Okay.
product. But I think that sums up the main features of the remote. I don't know
Brilliant.
if you guys have any questions or whether we need to worry about any other marketing areas or anything of that nature. Did we come in under budget?
We did, yeah. This cost, well, to put this into production, we're looking at about, what was our goal? It was €12.50. And this actually came in at about €11.99. So I was quite pleased with that. One thing that we didn't do, obviously we had a choice with the buttons, whether to use scroll buttons or standard rubber buttons, but we just went for a classic rubber button. And since we did that, we didn't have to use as many microchips, which is quite nice. And that's what helped keep the cost down.
Brilliant.
So even though it has a lot of modern technology, for example, in voice recognition, a lot of ways it's just a simple remote. And I think if we shopped around for other manufacturers, we might be able to get even cheaper.
Did
And
we talk about the voice recognition option?
Oh, no. We haven't talked
So
about that.
on the back here, you'll notice this area here, which is actually the voice recognition
Okay.
Console. And I think it's nicely designed into the overall look. But basically the voice recognition incorporates the latest designs that our research team has been able to come up with. Basically, quite similar to the coffee maker design that we were talking about earlier. I think that has given a proven ease of use and whatnot.
Yeah.
And allows features like the remote actually talking back to the user.
Cool.
Any questions?
No, no. Do we have other, for lack of a better word, skins, covers in play now? Are those gonna be developed later once we see how the couple we have go, or do
Yeah,
we
it's
know where
just
we stand on that?
Well, we didn't quite have enough material.
Oh, I wasn't expecting a prototype. I just
Oh,
didn't know if you guys had any in mind
right.
yet.
Well, as you can see, this is just a most superficial layer. And be very easy to
Okay.
put another layer.
Just
Something
for now,
else,
really, yeah.
like
Right.
Okay.
Actually, this bottom red ring here just unclips, and then you put
Unclipping. Okay.
a new plate on top of that.
Right.
So, I mean, there are, we definitely
Yeah.
priced out a spongy, even spongier, non-natural look
Okay.
materials, which I think worked out fine. We also continued on with the ideas of following Apple's color schemes
Okay.
with kind of the
Oh, cool.
light orange and
It's
the
not
green.
quite a faceplate. It's more like a pseudo faceplate.
Okay.
Because it's simple enough that in the factory we could very easily put a different one on. It locks into place such that, you know, it's pretty permanent. At the same time, if we want to go the other way, it's just a matter of a couple of adjustments, and we could go
Okay.
the faceplate way, if you know what I mean.
Yep. It's still an option if we
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Nice job.
Right, yeah, thanks guys. That's very good work. I like it. Brilliant. What we need to discuss now is the finance of it. I got me you've got you provided a number that actually sounds quite nice. The trouble is I was just given this by finance. It's a spreadsheet of the parts and I've just tentatively put in what it's going to look like. I'm just gonna clear this out real quickly. But it looks like so we'll just if we can just itemize what's in here, we've got this it's a solar cell thing, right?
Right,
With
we
a
didn't really
backup
mention
battery?
it's in there, yeah.
With a back okay.
The
And
voice recognition area actually doubles as the solar cell area.
clever, clever, well done. So I guess that would mean we've got a bit of a it's a speaker and a sensor at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just making use of the same space and the same materials,
Okay.
but
In the case it's more of a single curved case, I guess would be that be the general.
Yeah, one big
Mhm.
curve, I guess you could say.
And we've got a rubber skin material basically throughout. Push button interface with this other drop down, so maybe we've got two push button interfaces though.
Yeah.
Special I guess it's a we've got a sort of a wood material or rubbery type material
Yeah,
that
special.
throughout, yeah.
It's I guess you'd have to mark special color and special form as well, wouldn't you? Because it is very unconventional.
Yeah, it's
I like
quite
it.
unique, I like it, yeah. It's so it looks like
We cut it at 60.
a bit over
Oh.
budget.
I just haven't checked this.
So what we could do perhaps a simple fix would maybe to switch away from the solar cells or take out the backup battery.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think that if we were talking about it being one of our main selling features being environmental and without the batteries and whatnot, although it does still have a battery, so I'm not sure that what the sell is on that.
I mean, we could take the battery out of it, you see, and it'd probably work 99% of the time, but you're gonna have to set up a call center for that 1% of the time when people are calling you and saying, "Oh, look, my remote isn't working. What am I gonna do?" People would be really upset. I think in the long run, it's better to keep the battery. And it's hard to scrap the whole solar battery idea because that's so integral to the theme that we have.
Well, it's difficult. We have all these things integral to the to the design of it that we just can't back out of now. It would have to be seems like we'd have to go back to square one in a way. If we were gonna try to undo one bit, we'd probably have to undo most of it.
Yeah.
Although we don't wanna get rid of the whole environmental, I mean, obviously the solar cell is a big piece of the way we're marketing this is like a natural new thing. But honestly, if we cut that one piece out, we're actually coming in under budget, if I've done my math correctly.
You
I
might be able
mean
to sway me on the idea that we our main selling point could be already this voice recognition thing. I mean, that's
Which
what sets us
is,
apart, right?
yeah, that's what's setting us into this young market. I mean, that's where we started from, so I don't know, and I mean, perhaps when the cell technology comes down in price, we can bring that back into the game, but it looks like at this point that may be out of our league.
And the reality is, for me, from an ideological standpoint, I'd like to stick with the solar cell, but I kind of have to throw myself
Right.
in the business structure and model
Yeah.
here. And
Right. It's
I
either or.
think that
Yeah.
I think that we need to come to a compromise here and maybe move ahead with the project without the solar cell.
Yeah.
I think
I guess we
unfortunately
have to
that's our
do
best
that.
option.
It's the only way we're gonna get below our goal, isn't it?
Mm.
1250.
Cuz we can't remove the push buttons cuz they are
Yeah.
It kind
And we
yeah.
can't get rid of the I mean removing the changing the case wouldn't be so much of a
Savings.
Nor would changing the case materials. So yeah, that looks like to be the only thing.
Yeah.
So that would be, it's a major change, but yeah.
Gotta
All right,
do what you
so
gotta
we're in agreement on that?
Unfortunately, I think we are.
I think that was a good compromise you brought forward, Sue.
Right. Moving along swiftly. So I guess now we just go to the project evaluation, which I will allow Sarah to
That'll be
do.
me. Core?
Ah, of course, sorry.
No problem. Can you reach? That'll be great. Thank you.
That'd be great.
I didn't even do that on purpose either. Dang. Okay. Basically I was just evaluating from what we know of how our product's working right now with the criteria that we set at the beginning of these are the things we needed to do, these are the things that look like we feel they're important. So I was looking at basic design things. Does it fulfill its function as a remote? Is the design what we wanted to do? Are technologies up to where we'd hoped they would be? And does it fulfill the aesthetic qualities that our original market research was looking for? Basic questions like, you know, does it turn on? Does it respond to voice recognition? And overall, in general, it looks like it's coming up to par. The only thing is with the pullout panel, that is gonna take some adjusting because it's a new sort of interface. That looked like it was coming up rough, but then once you get used to it, it does make a lot of sense. So I think overall we're headed in the right direction.
Good.
So.
Like that sponge of feel?
Yeah. It looks like it's going over well,
That
so.
feels smooth and works well. That's
We're
good to hear.
good,
We worked
yeah.
hard on that one.
Yeah. It's, I think eventually if we do branch out with this product, maybe when we do have higher budget options and if it goes over with this model, we can look into wider range voice recognition, like from other rooms of the house and stuff. But for now, what we've got is working in the range we need it for, so it's all good.
Really, I am a
That's
bit
everything
disappointed
for
about
me.
losing the soil panel.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. It is a setback, but. Okay, do you need the cord back?
Yeah, we'll just keep
We might
going.
have lost that granola market again, but
Yeah.
Well, they don't run Tellys anyway,
I guess
do they?
that's
True.
true.
Right. So, this one's a bit unclear to me, to be perfectly fair. I got this slide from the coach, and I'm not sure what it's connected to. So I guess we are going to discuss our project process, and that is going to go into my report. So I guess this is the point where we go out of role, it looks like, and talk about our satisfaction for room for creativity and so forth, and
Okay.
how that all worked, I guess.
As in within the team,
I think so,
or?
yeah.
Right, so it's just
Okay.
kind of
I think
open
it's
mic kind of thing, or?
I think so.
Okay.
I
It
think.
is now. You're in charge, so there you go.
I'm not screwing up an experiment. But I trust that she would jump in if I was, so okay, fair enough.
Whatever.
Right. So, any thoughts?
Are we considering these points here?
Yeah.
I think
Okay.
they're starting blocks, yeah.
How'd you guys feel about the process?
It's
You know, I think in general, for a day's worth of work, we actually were relatively productive, considering the little amount of input we had going in. And the technology has definitely been a help. It's really been interesting to try out all this new stuff.
We didn't use the whiteboard at all.
No, no
We didn't.
whiteboard.
We could now, if that would make up for it, but really.
And
And I feel like if you guys had been designing in here, perhaps that would have changed, but because of room constraints, it doesn't really matter.
Also, had I not been intrigued about the pen, I don't think I would have used it at all. I didn't write barely anything.
Yeah, I think I was taking notes more often than usual just because I
Yeah,
liked the
it's
pen,
true.
yeah.
Was a pretty cool tack, though.
Definitely.
I am disappointed I didn't get a note back from my personal coach.
Did you write a personal coach?
Yeah, but I didn't clear spelling. So. Let's see.
What if you get a response 2 or 3 months from now?
Again,
Happy
it'll
New
be
Year.
kinda creepy.
Attempts to contact coach in San Diego.
Well, what kind of coaching is that really? What if I really needed something?
So I don't know, I think there was a lot of room for creativity. We could do whatever basically
I think so.
we wanted until the budget came down on us.
And even then, we did get a decent product turned out, although it's not everything we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
With the natural look.
It's very natural.
Organic, really.
It's brilliant, so they had to put Dana Peeler in here.
And highly resourceful teammates, might I add, which is always a plus.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I thought it was like really creative actually, I mean.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
The teamwork was good.
And to prove that we weren't wasteful, we didn't waste a single bit of Play-Doh, we used every bit.
Nice. All four of those little containers?
Yeah.
Including the multicolored wave counter.
My one criticism was that we didn't have enough colors to work with. We only had four.
Yeah.
Wasn't
You could develop multiple skins, really,
I
having
know.
every single color.
That'd be amazing.
Oh well.
What did you guys think about the roles?
They were good.
Yeah, it's fun, kinda fun.
Yeah.
It was I think it's pretty clever cuz we were never able to get too far off track because the information came in at the right time and
True.
kind of filled in the gaps enough. At the same time you had enough room to kind of just make things up,
Do your own.
which was kinda fun.
Though I do feel like the level of information dropped off severely over the course of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I didn't actually get any information from that presentation at all.
That's true,
Nothing.
I got the
I didn't even get
spreadsheet.
the email. Like, that was it. So, yeah, I feel like that was slightly lacking. But then, you know, fill in the blanks on your own, level of creativity upped.
Well, I think that was an issue I kept finding with regard to
What to do.
Well, no, but also, yeah, when I was reporting about what each of us is doing, I was often confused as to what you were doing.
And I wasn't doing much.
And then I also felt like, you know, a lot of our discussion would center around specifically what my task was because that was kind of the interface portion, which is what
Yes.
the whole project was about.
Very much so.
But, and then in the end, I think our jobs kind of melded together really
Yeah,
well.
that was fun. I
Which
think
was fun.
the most helpful thing out of everything was getting the PowerPoint slides already put together for you. Cuz
Yeah,
if we
already
didn't
having
have that,
formatted stuff
there's
helped
no
a
way we could
lot.
have got all that done in time.
Very much so.
Cool.
And I think your leadership was quite good.
It was.
Mhm.
She said she actually made a comment off on the boy, you're getting into this, and I really I think it's true, I felt like I got way too into it.
That's kind of a good thing
I felt
though.
like I slipped
You
forward a
know,
lot.
gave the rest of us some structure to work with, so hey.
I don't know.
So is that the first time you've taken on that kind of role?
The first time I've ever done anything like, yeah, project management. I usually organize crap. It's one thing to do, you know, set up a party with your friends,
Yeah,
you know.
yeah. A little different.
But you guys felt that you could keep the suspension of disbelief kind of like the role
Yeah.
in the
Yeah.
Except for a couple moments where I just got out of hand and I knew we were
Yeah.
all lying through our teeth. Other than that.
I have to admit, as soon as we started, I mean, as soon as we got the Play-Doh.
I can only imagine.
You know, the whole concept of really trying to stick with reality went out the window.
Yeah. Maybe like Legos, you know.
Possibly.
Fun with Legos too, like maybe a remote control. Or a spaceship, we should have spaceship Legos. Do you guys ever used to build
Oh
spaceships
yeah.
Legos?
Yeah.
Still
Everybody
have.
knew those.
Totally.
Best spaceships ever. You guys felt like there was enough teamwork and all?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
No,
Yeah.
no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't I was just
No,
I
we didn't actually, I mean, other than minor discussion at meetings, there wasn't, except for the actual building.
Yeah.
But
It's
I feel
true,
like
huh?
if this was a team project, there actually would have been much more of the collaborative, like brainstorming, use the board. Well, and this would have been 6 months worth of work, not like
Yeah.
3 hours worth of meetings.
I mean, I think had the issue been more serious, we probably would have brainstormed more during our meetings as
That's
Yeah.
true.
Yeah. Of course, I'm unconscious of the idea of the project manager asking if you guys feel like there's a team. You know, it's like kind of like
Yeah, that is kind of
But yeah, it fascinating, wasn't it? I mean, the whole process of.
I wonder why, is there anything about the way that we got so much from it? What was it that kept us from going to the board?
I don't know. I don't know if there was a right.
Mine was the mics. I didn't feel like getting up and down and dealing with all these wires.
Yeah,
I was afraid
that's
I was gonna
it,
break
cause
something.
The mics are loose and each time you get up it's a possibility of tripping over something or getting tangled or.
Well, I don't know what I would have shown on that board.
True. But it didn't even occur to me as an option. I mean, I don't
Nor
know that
I.
I would have, but I know that I consciously didn't.
I mean, it's just like the paper. I don't know what I really needed the paper for.
True.
Because I've got this laptop.
Yeah.
So, and it, I just used it because it's literally right in front of me.
I wanna see the output files from these, from the digital paper. I wanna see
I
what
know.
My handwriting looks like digitized, because my handwriting is crap.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see what it looks like in PDF format or something.
Usually I would do a lot more doodling too, but I didn't.
I know, I felt like I needed to be professional so I didn't like throw all of my paper and stuff. Okay, well, not entirely, but so I doodle less than I usually do.
I'm curious about what the debriefing is gonna be like, you know, like what is the what exactly we're looking for here.
So is this all I need to get through?
I don't know, I'm not sure what the new ideas found bit is about.
New ideas.
Did it just say in the email that we need to discuss that?
Well, that's the thing, I got in the email, I got this PowerPoint file, but this slide was just
That slide
there.
was like that?
Mhm. I didn't change this one at all.
Hmm.
Well.
And
I guess we're on the right track.
Yeah, well.
Any new ideas with regard to
Regard to
control concepts?
Okay.
No.
I kinda like
I think they still do their job.
Yeah, you
They're fine, actually.
I am thinking outside the little square box though. With literally
Yeah.
in like four five
Yeah, maybe a circle would do, right?
Yeah.
Different.
Just kinda make you wonder, I mean, how much can you do with a remote control? It's like inventing a new car. Yeah,
It's
yeah,
still
you can
gotta be technically car shaped, it won't fit on the road.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Hmm.
Looks
Yeah.
like a limited
Kind
so
of.
this was
Are we back into
I don't know. I think this is
Well, how long was our meeting supposed to be? How much time do we
40-ish.
have?
I think we should go on a bit, yeah, about the project eval. I don't know about you guys, but I felt like a bit understimulated on the whole thing. Like what, like, you know, what am I really doing? You know, what is
Yeah. At the beginning it started out and I felt actually like under pressure, like the first couple
Yeah.
taking a lot of work and I was like had like all
Yeah.
this brainstorming I was doing and then suddenly I was like, well, it's just another 2 minute presentation that you guys don't really care about anyway, so
I think it was the
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like we also
Yeah.
knew where we were headed with it, so it didn't feel
Definitely when
like it mattered
when
anymore.
I first filled out the questionnaire I was marking it probably higher in terms of how much I had
Mm.
to how much I stressed over it, and by the time I got to the last one, it was like, whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was also a realization of you basically just copy and paste what's given to you
Yeah.
into your presentation.
Yeah.
Which wasn't so clear to me at the beginning.
I actually didn't do that at all though. Every single one all the presentations I either added slides or edited them.
Oh, I added like five slides.
Oh.
See, I only got blank ones.
I just got blank ones.
What, really?
My slides were all like they have a title maybe
Yeah, mine
and
too.
they were just empty.
Me
Did
too.
they not have they didn't like mine yeah, they didn't come like this, like with this is what it looks like, this
Like
is
with
what
those
that
words
looks like.
already on it?
Literally just
No.
like that. Interesting.
I wonder why yours always looked so more complicated.
I deleted slides.
I think I added a slide one time.
I added many slides every time.
Like with the whole new background
Yeah.
and being innovative?
That
Yeah.
was pretty cool.
That was class.
It's high moment.
Interesting. Any other thoughts come to mind?
I wanna know how our project would fare. I can't
I think
just
it would
leave.
fail. It'd be a
I
huge
think it
disaster.
would take extensive
Especially
marketing.
when it's
Okay, an apple with a red button on top. Even I know the skeptical. But you know the whole
Even you.
Yeah.
We kind of designed it to look a little bit like a face.
I noticed.
Here, bud.
Just a happy face.
Actually, that looked a lot more like a tongue from previous to some
Builds.
other design modifications.
Mm.
I hope you appreciate the incorporation
interesting.
Well, an interesting day all in all,
Yeah,
wouldn't you
I'd
say?
say so.
So again, I reiterate my question of how different we are compared to the other groups, especially between culture groups.
I know.
I know. It seemed like
Awesome.
everything flowed pretty logically, you know, from the basics to the concept. Although the whole concepts thing, the whole concepts phase, I don't think I really understood like the concept. Well, the idea, okay, the
Cause it's
notion
just a
of,
functional item.
yeah, I mean, it's not like I have a concept of a mug's material. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, maybe rather than concepts, it should be thought of, we should, I thought of it, I thought of rather than in terms of concepts, I thought of it in terms of, like, it's a proposed idea. And then the final would be like the actual specified prototype or whatever. I don't know. But all in all, it's kinda interesting.
So we have more slides, or?
No, just this closing one. We've established that the costs weren't really within budget, but we could you know,
We
do
got
it.
it to be.
We did the project evaluation based on Sarah's evaluation of on-off
Project. No, it was
switches.
really technically an evaluation of the product, not the project in general. Which I'm not sure is the same thing. At the time, that just it made more sense, but I could see if that you were really asking about us.
Yeah. Of course, we had a thought to think about it. Yeah. And it's all recorded. Woo. And what I'm gonna put I'm supposed to do this final report thing at the end, so I'll put all that into the final report as well. Or as much as seems like maybe not like the articles and stuff, like because and if and so forth, but I'll put most of it into the reports.
It'd be so
Make
cool
you
if we
sound
get a copy
eloquent.
of the recording.
I've had to done I've done transcription before, and it's really ridiculous how many words people say, like, just in the middle of their sentences like that mean nothing.
There's a whole branch of psychology that looks into that, psycholinguistics.
What, the
There's a guy sitting
RSFM?
in here. Yeah, he's studying ums
Filler
and
words?
ahs or something.
Yep, they're called
Yeah.
disfluencies.
Disfluencies.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, we like our fancy phrases and terminologies for
Just
things.
add some prefixes. Sounds classier.
Exactly. I will save this into the project.
I find myself hitting the send and receive button on the email a lot.
I
Yeah,
just
oh yeah.
you compulsively during
Yeah,
meetings,
I know.
like,
Give me something.
yeah.
Come on, give me some information. Well, to be fair, we're all hooked on the internet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I
And
do
we
get.
are addicts.
That's scary, eh?
It is scary.
I'll just throw in that aid of
I know, imagine, we went the first 15 years of our lives without the internet. It's only in the last 10 that we're like, where's the internet? I mean, you know, just in the past 5, we've gone
Yeah.
from 28.8 modems to broadband all the time.
Yeah, I
True.
think we've had internet for like 18 years.
No, we have, but not in the sense
Yeah.
that it's so you know,
Yeah.
But it's not
ubiquitous.
regular. My grandparents had it in the 1980s, and I got it in 1994. But still.
It's crazy.
Huh.
So.
In the 1980s?
My grandma does computer science back in the States, and so they had an EDU and GovNetwork. It's basically the fundamental structures, but it wasn't household to household yet
Right.
because it hadn't been
Yeah, it was to the like seven
partitioned off
universities
and stuff.
or something.
Yeah. That was him.
You guys ready to celebrate?
Yeah, that's our
Apparently.
last
Does that include like champagne
celebration.
or something exciting?
Sure.
I
I
think
guess we can
so.
probably call that meeting to an end
I
for the
think
most
that's
part.
a closer.
Cool.
Has it been 40 minutes or it has been longer?
Celebrate.
Where'd you find that?
I have no idea.
Is that the only song you have?
There's another one.
Is this Windows Media Player?
Huh? Yeah.
That's awesome.
The default track.
Yeah.
I thought it was David Byrne's Look Into the Eyeball. That's the one it seems to be shipping with shipped with for a while. Maybe this is a new version.
So is that a close?
Yeah, I guess we'll call that
Okay,
a
that's
done.
the end of the meeting.
Fab.
Thank you, gentlemen. You can go sign off.